Good morning, welcome to all those that are joining us. We begin the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Chaf Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion regarding the holiday of Purim related to what we've been speaking about so far, the topic of Eitza Toiva, Hamtokas Hadinim, sweetening harsh decrees and judgments, and also related to chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. Before we begin, I'd like to dedicate the shiur today Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Shmuel B'Reb Yitzchok Isaac, the grandfather of one of our close friends, Reb Avram Baruch Gundel. His neshama should have an aliyah, and we should all have a refuah and a yeshua. Reb Nosson Zal continues, V'zeh Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, She'kishenofal ha'goyrol ba'ador, that when the lottery that Haman initiated, when it came out that the month of Adar should be the month when he executes his plan to destroy the Jews, Somach, Haman was very happy, Machmasheboi Meis Moshe, because he knew that that was the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu had passed away. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Nistalek Al Yidei Pegam Emunas Chachomim. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu left the world because of a lack of emunas chachamim, shepogmu Yisrael, which the Jewish nation had committed, al yidei mei meriva, through the waters, the troubled waters, the waters of machlekes. K'may shekosav shom, as it says over there in the Torah, vayorev ha'om im Moshe. The people argued with Moshe Rabbeinu, ki ha'oishek yehoilel chacham. There's a pasuk, the Midrash quotes a pasuk that says that when there's arguments and disagreements, it even can confuse a very wise person. And the Midrash says, Zeh Moshe, this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, that because of all the arguments and trouble that the Jews were making at the time to Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that, he became confused in a sense. Ad she Moshe biatzmoi pogam gamkein eze pegam dak, to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu himself committed a slight infraction regarding the tikkun of Emunas Chachomim, shehoyetzorich lahamshich hatikkun al yidei mei meriva, which Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to draw the tikkun of Emunas Chachomim through these waters. Bebchina hamavur batoyranal, as Rabbi Nachman explains over there in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, She'ikr ha'tikun al yidei ha'sforim ha'gdoishim shel ha'Torah, that the main tikun of Emunas Chachamim is through the holy books of Torah, which the rabbis introduce. She'mamshichen, and they draw al yidei ha'tshuva, through the repentance, she'nishave, which is caused al yidei ha'machlekes, by this conflict and controversy. Shezeo bechinas mayim tohoirim. That machlekes, that process is called purifying waters. Bechinas mei meriva. As it says, the waters of conflict. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman goes into this in elaborate detail. I don't want to go through the whole parsha there. For now, let's accept it the way Rabbi Nosson Zal is saying it. Shezeo bechinas mayim tohoirim. This is the concept of whole pure waters, bechinas mei meriva, the waters that at that time Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock and to bring forth water for Bnei Yisrael. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. U'Moshe hayitzorichos lahamshich elu hamayim tohoirim b'shvil hatikun hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to draw those purifying waters at the time in order to rectify the pegam of Emunas Chachomim. Avlamachma shemshichom al yidei hakoas hatzur. However, because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, as if we could say, got confused a little bit, and he drew the waters by striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock, pogam bozeh, this was considered a pegam, a defect. Validezeh loy nimshichu meimei ha'Torah. And as a result, he was not successful in drawing the waters of Torah, shehem bechinas sforim hakdoishim shel biurei v'chidushi ha'Torah, which corresponds to the holy books which explain the Torah and present new revelations in Torah. Loi himshichon betachles shleimus atikun koroi. Moshe Rabbeinu was not successful in drawing those waters, those explanations and revelations of Torah in the highest form, the way it needed to be done. Ukemavura bahatoira test tikunim v'kanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, she'ikar hapigam hoyo shelo himshich biurei hatoira koroi. There, Rabbeinu Zal explains that the main pigam of the striking of the rock was regarding the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not successful in drawing explanations of Torah properly. Ayin Shem, look over there in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal goes into major detail in explaining the whole story of the striking of the rock. And because of this mistake, in a sense, Moshe Rabbeinu was not successful in correcting the pigam of Emunas Chachamim properly. This is why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, in the Zohar Kodesh, Ilmole Loihika Moshe Batsur, that had Moshe Rabbeinu not struck the rock, had he spoken to the rock, Loihavitarchi Rabbonon Bishmaitza, the rabbis would not have to struggle so hard to clarify the Torah. Hainu shehoyicholin levarer hapsak halacha benokel, meaning the rabbis would have been able to clarify and refine the final halacha, the final decision of what we are supposed to do, easily. Shezehu ikar tikun emunas chachamim. This is the real essence of the tikun of emunas chachamim. Alidei shemevarerin hapsak halacha, when we clarify the final decision of what the Torah is telling us to do. Dahainu hatohar vahatomei, hamutar vahosar, hakosher vahapostle. These are the six forms of machloikis that we find throughout the Torah Shebal Peh, basically. Shezehu ikar tikun eitz hadas toivara, and this is the main tikun, the main rectification for the pegam of the eitz hadas. Umach Moshe Moshe pogam boze, and because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not successful in doing this 100% properly, al kein tzrichin yegiois gedoilois koidem shemavaran halacha. That's why there's a need for major struggle before we succeed in clarifying the halacha. And this is also the underlying cause of all the conflict and the disagreements among the rabbis. And even though when rabbis debate Torah, that's holy machloikis. Aval mishom nishtal shel kol hamachloikis shaboilam. V'chol hamachloikes shal hatzadiki emes. However, Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Moran that from this holy machloikes, the holy machloikes of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mishnayis and the Gemara, and when rabbis have a debate in Torah, from that holy machloikes spirals down, unfortunately, sometimes it spirals down and becomes machloikes of the sitra, the machloikes, the conflict that we have in the world, including the machlokes against the true tzaddikim, the opposition that they face. Nimtza, we see therefore, shepegam emunas chachomim nimshach mipegam meimariva hanal, that the pegam, a major defect in emunas chachomim, resulted from the pegam of Moshe Rabbeinu striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock. She'al yodom meis Moshe, and as a result of these pigamim, this is what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to pass away, v'loy nechnas l'Eretz Yisrael, and he was not privileged to enter into Eretz Yisrael. She'shom ikar tikun amunas chachamim, which is the main place where we're able to rectify emunas chachamim to the highest degree, as we learned in the beginning of this halacha. Shekedushas Eretz Yisrael tluya be'emunas chachamim. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 66, that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is dependent on proper faith in rabbis. And when the Emunas Chachamim is not complete, then we're not able to get Teretz Yisrael. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Samach Vav. Al kein therefore, kishanofal hagoyrol al ador sheboy meis Moshe somach. Therefore, when the lottery that Haman initiated, when it fell out on the month of Adar, which is the month when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Haman was happy because he thought this is the most opportune time for him to succeed in destroying the Jewish nation. Avol, however, lo yoda, what Haman didn't know is shebezayin ba'Adar meis Moshe ubezayin ba'Adar noilad Moshe. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on the 7th of Adar, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on the 7th of Adar. Now, according to the simple shapshat, this means his birthday. However, Rav Nosson Zal and other Mefarshim explain, Hainu ki beyoim shemeis hatzadik oemes b'chinas Moshe, boi bayoim hu noilad mechodosh. What this really means is that on a day that a tzadik passes away, he is born new. He is reborn anew. Because the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim are greater in death than they are during their lifetime. And that which the tzaddikim are not able to succeed in completing during their physical lifetime, because of the many sins of the Jewish people, unfortunately, Heim goimrim achar misosom daika. These tzaddikim are able to complete after they pass away. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu alidei histalkusoi tikein hapigam shaloi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, by his passing away, succeeded in rectifying the pigam in Emunas Chachamim. Kama shekosu batoira tes tikunum anal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran. And this is why the Pasuk says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away is Heimo Mei Mariva, is because of those troubled waters. And then it says, Vayikodesh Bom. However, he was sanctified through them also. Vayikodesh Daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the choice of words. Shem Moshe v'Aharon nichlalu behistalkusam betachlis kodesh ha'elyon v'gavoya moed moed. What this tells us is that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen, through their passing away, they plugged into the highest level of holiness. Shemishom mamshichin tikun v'hamtoko l'chol hadinim shaboilam. And from there, it's from that highest place that we're able to draw the tikkun, the correction, and the sweetening of all harsh decrees in the world. And this is also what results in the perfection of complete eitza, knowing exactly what to do. The main tikkun of Emunas Chachamim. V'oz himshich tikkun nifla. And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu draw an incredible tikkun, an incredible rectification to the world. Shekol ma shenisraben chilukei deyos bein hachachamim, that the more that there'll be differences of opinions among the rabbis, yoiser yisrabus chilukei deyos bein hachachamim yoiser, the more there'll be difference of opinion, yisrabus sforim kedoshim yoiser, there'll be more holy books generated. Al yedei tsa'akosom utshuvosom shel Yisrael, through the great prayers and repentance of the Jewish nation. Shal yedei ze tihye nishlemes ha-Torah yoyser ve-yoyser. And this is what will result in the Torah achieving higher and higher levels of perfection, of completion. Ki achshav, because now, achar shehika Moshe hatzur, after Moshe Rabbeinu already struck the rock, utzrichin hachachomim litroyach b'hahalocha levaro, and as a result, the rabbis have to really struggle in studying the Torah Shebal Peh to clarify it, to refine it, and to come up, to try to come up with the final halacha. Al yidei ze nisrabu sforim kedoshim harbe moed b'Yisrael. This is what resulted in many holy books being produced in among Klal Yisrael, shehem kol sifrei ha-Talmud ha-Kodosh u'mefarsheyem u'mevoareyem akdoshim. This includes all the holy books of the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, and all of their commentaries and all of their holy explanations. V'ayidezeh nishlemes ha-Torah b'chol pam yoser. And as a result of these holy books being produced, this brings the Torah to higher and higher levels of completion. V'nechleles be'evin shesia. And the Torah is zeichet to plug into the evin shesia, the rock from which the world was originally created, bebechinas kodesh ha'elyon, which represents the highest level of holiness, bebechinas vayikodesh bom, as it says that in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were sanctified through this whole process. Kemoihen misnaheg bechol dor, and a similar procedure happens in each and every single generation. Ki ispashtusa de Moshe bechol dora vedora, because the Zohar HaKodesh says that Moshe Rabbeinu is spread into each and every single generation. Shebechol dor oimdim v'cholkim al tzadik emes. In each and every single generation, we find, unfortunately, there are people that rise up and oppose the true tzadikim. Ad shekimat kimat hoyonech rav ha'olam, to the point where this could almost result in the destruction of the world. Shemiskayim rak al yodam, because we know that the world exists only on the merit of these tzadikim. Avol hatzadikim begoydel koicham machnisim tshuva biYisrael bechol hanilvim aleihem beemes. However, the tzadikim, through their great power, they inject repentance into the Jewish nation, especially to all those that are closely attached to these tzaddikim, who are really attached to them. V'chol ma shenisra b'hamachlokes b'yoser, and the more opposition that there is, heim tzoyakim v'zoyakim u'mischananim v'shovim l'shem yisborach b'yoser. The tzaddikim and the Jewish people cry out and plead with Hashem and repent to Hashem more and more. V'yidezeh misrabim sforim kedoshim b'yoser, and this generates more and more new holy books. V'nishlemes ha-Torah b'yoser, and the Torah reaches new heights of shlemus, of completion. Ad shenichlolim b'kodesh olyon, until we plug into that highest level of holiness. Sheshom ha-hamtoko shel kol minei dinim shaboilam, where from there, from that highest holy place, we're able to draw a sweetening of all harsh judgments in the world. Any questions?
Yes, Rav Nathan seems to be distinguishing between two kinds of Torah. Torah that comes as a result of a gam in emunat hachamim, which is berurei halacha, and a Torah that seems to be chidushei Torah. Am I correct?
The term birurei ha-Torah is studying the Torah deeply and refining it and refining it. And in that process, the rabbis are accomplishing two things. They're clarifying the Torah, and they're also revealing new thoughts in the Torah that people weren't aware of before, but it's all in that one Torah.
So there are no two kinds of Torah, like a Torah that is above the Etz Chaim Tovadat and the Torah that is in the Berurim.
There is such a thing also in the Zohar HaKodesh and in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. There is a type of Torah that's Tovara. If, for example, we're told that in heaven, two of the major yeshivas in heaven, one yeshiva is called the Masifta Derekiah, and the other yeshiva is called the Masifta Ilah. The Masifta Derekiah is a very high-level yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva there is the chief angel in heaven, the Malach Memtes. And we're told that in that yeshiva, there still is a concept of debate. Kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur, mutter. Whereas the Masifta Ilah, the yeshiva where Hashem himself is the Rosh Yeshiva, there is no concept of right and left whatsoever. There's only oneness, final decisions, without any debate at all.
Thank you.
Sure. Paragraph Chav Gimel, Rav Nosson Zal now clarifies, ki be'emes, Be'inyan hamtokas hadinim hamavoyer sham, because the truth is, regarding the topic of sweetening harsh judgments, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, shetzrichin lahamtik hakoil al yedei haseichel hakolel ha'elyon, whereby we need to try to sweeten all harsh decrees by reaching up and connecting to this, the highest level of seichel that's all-encompassing. Yesh bozeh kama bechinois. There are many differences regarding this. There are many different ways about this. V'haklal, and to explain this, sheyenikas hadinim humei haseichel. All these judgments and decrees draw their energy from seichel. V'shom hamtokosam obitulam. And therefore, it's in seichel also that we can achieve the sweetening and the elimination of these dinim. Because we have a rule, ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoy. The din cannot be sweetened unless you go to the source from where the din draws, which is the seichel. Ki kulam b'machshava isbariru. Because everything gets refined and purified in machshava, in seichel. Ukefi hadin kein tzrichin lahamshich haseichel lahamtikoy. And according to how powerful the judgment is, we need to draw a level of seichel parallel to that to sweeten that judgment. Ve'ikar koyach haseichel lahamtikoy, hu al yedei shezeh haseichel mikabel koyach mehaseichel ho'elyon hakoylo kanal. And the main ability for a level of seichel to sweeten and knock out a judgment comes from that level of seichel drawing from the highest seichel, from that seichel ho'elyon hakoylo. Umi she'eino yochoy lalos l'sham l'seichel hakoylel. Therefore, if a person cannot reach all the way up to that seichel hakoylel, and they just using a lower level seichel to try to knock out a judgment, yochel chas v'sholom lehizgaber hadin yoiser kishoisek lamtikoy. Unfortunately, then it's possible for the decree, for the judgment, to become stronger as a result of this person trying to be mamtikit, but they're trying to be mamtikit with a level of seichel without having plugged into the source, that highest level of seichel. Ki kishein koyach lezeh haseichel lahamtikoy, because when the level of seichel that's being used to knock out a decree, when that level of seichel isn't strong enough, azai hadinim yonkim chas v'shalom b'yoyser mizeh haseichel sherotze la'oyer olahamshir b'shvilam toko. Then the midas hadin, the judge, the decree, can draw energy from that seichel that was trying to knock it out. Mizeh haseichel sherotze la'oyer olahamshir b'shvilam toko. V'azai yecholen hadinim chas v'shalom lehizgaber b'yoyser. And then the judgments and the decrees can become even stronger. As a result of the fact that now they're drawing more energy and more power from this seichel that the person was trying to use to knock out the din. If the seichel wasn't strong enough, then the midas hadin defeats the seichel and draws new energy and new power from that seichel. V'alkein, and therefore, tzorech lihiyos ish chayil. The person who's involved in this has to be very powerful. Sheyielo koyach la'alois l'seichel ho'elyon. He must have the ability to go up all the way to that seichel ho'elyon, shu seichel ha'koylel, a seichel that's all-encompassing, that's a composite of all types of seichel. Sheshom ein koyach lahadinim la'alois linoik mishom. Up there, the midas hadin does not have the ability whatsoever to reach up to there and to draw from there. This is why we're told that even on the levels of Chochmah and Bina, there's a right and a left. Chochmah's on the right, Bina's on the left. When we go further up the ladder, when we go up to the Keser, there is no left. There is no concept of a left side. Vayidezeh mamtik kol hadinim. And when a tzaddik is able to go all the way up there to that seichel elyon hakoylel, then he has the ability to sweeten all judgments. However, Rav Nosson Zalei adds now, avol lefa'omim yesh shehadinim mezgabrim bekoyach godol kol kach ad sheyesh lohem koyach la'alois gam la'seichel hagavoya. However, there are times when the Midas HaDin becomes so strong and so powerful that it actually has the ability to go all the way up to that highest seichel, which is the seichel hakoylel, velinoik misham gamkin chas v'sholem, and to even draw from there chas v'sholem. Every rule has its exception. So here we're talking about even by the seichel hakoylel, there are certain very rare occasions when the midas hadin can be so powerful that it can even reach up to there. Vazai hu eis tzora gedoylo chas v'sholem. And then we are in deep trouble. Then it's a major, major crisis for Klal Yisrael. Vazai tzrichin tzadik godol v'noira moed. And then we need a tzadik who is awesome, who is incredibly on a high level. Sheyucha lalois lasechel hagovoya oid yoyser v'yoyser. Who can go still higher, even above that, lahamshich hahamtoka mishon, to draw a sweetening of the judgment from there. Ki yesh seichel v'chochma govoya me'al govoya, govoya me'al govoya. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us that regarding this seichel, there's higher and higher and still higher and still higher. Ki afilu seichel ho'elyoin hakoylel. Because even what we are referring to as the high seichel, which is a composite of all types of seichel, hu bechina seichel haproti, that's referred to as an individual seichel, a lower level seichel, keneged haseichel hagovoya oid yoyser v'yoyser, compared to a seichel that's much higher than it. And we see this concept in Rabbi Nazar's teachings, that sometimes a person who studies Kabbalah, let's say, on a certain level, they've been taught that the highest level is Atzilus. But if a person studies further and deeper, we're told that there's even above Atzilus. There's the Oyer Hatzach Tzachos, and there's higher and higher, because Hashem is Ein Soif, Hashem is infinite. So there are levels above levels above levels. V'zeh b'chinas kol toikev hanes shel Purim. And this is the real power of the miracle of Purim. Ki homon amolek yemach shemoi yoinek mitoikef kol hadinim. Because Haman, who is a descendant of Amalek, he draws his power from the most powerful, powerful source of all decrees. Ve'yesh loy koyach la'alois o lehizgaber afilu keneged haseichel elyoin. And Haman Amalek has the power to go up and to do battle even against the Seichel Ho'elyoin, Bibichinas, as the Torah tells us about Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the top, the head of all nations. And what this tells us is also She'oile Ad HaRoish, that Haman, Amalek, has the ability to go all the way up to the Roish, to the Seichel. Kihu Mizera Esav, because he is a descendant of Esav, Shenikra Rishon, who is called Rishon, the first. Kamashikosu Vayetse Horishon Admoini. The first child came out red, completely red, referring to Esav. Shetoikef Ho Admimius Shaloi, whereby the severe redness of Esav, Shehu Bechina Sige Hadinim, which represents the powers of Midas Hadin of judgment. Yoinkim mebechinas roish v'rishon. They draw from the top, from the head, from the first, from number one, numero uno. V'alkein hipil pur hu agoyrol. And this is why Haman made this special lottery. Ki rotzo lifkoim bebechinas koidesh kodoshim. Because he wanted to puncture, to pierce the Holy of Holies. Shehu haseichel ho'elyon, which is that highest level of seichel, she'i'efshir lichnois l'sham, whereby no one is able to enter into the Holy of Holies, kiim al yidei ha'goyrol shel habeis hamikdash, other than through the special lottery that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash, she'nosan al shnei haseirim goyrolois, whereby he placed lots on the two goats. Ki ha-goyrol de-gdusha hu bechinas tikun ho-eitza. Because the holy goyrol represents the perfection of Eitza. When people are undecided about something, they can't figure out what to do, whether to do this or to do that. And they try to use all of their wisdom and intellect and knowledge, and they cannot resolve the issue. They say, you know what? Let's make a lottery. Because again, lottery is going above all of our personal intellect. We're going to see lottery means I'm putting it in Hashem's hands. I'm connecting, let Hashem decide for us. Because sometimes the sins of the Jewish people become so many and so powerful, to the point where as a result of this, the person or even the tzaddikim are not able to come up with proper eitzos. Because the person's eitzah is very split. It's very undecided, unclear. As Dovra Melech cries out, Ad ono oshis eitzos benafshi, how long am I going to be searching for eitzos for my soul? Avol zehu biatzmoi ikar ho'eitzah. However, this scream is the most important piece of advice. Litzoik l'Hashem Yisborach, to cry out to Hashem these words, Ad ono oshis eitzos benafshi. Hashem, how long am I going to have this struggle of trying to figure out what the right thing to do is, what the right path is? Ulahashlich Yehovo yal Hashem Yisborach. And for the person to throw themselves completely into Hashem's hands, V'lismoich olav yisborach levad, and to rely only on Hashem. V'zehu bechinas goyrol. This is the concept of when a person makes a lottery, shemashlich atzosoy al Hashem yisborach, whereby the person is acknowledging, I don't know, I can't figure this out with logic or rationale or intellect. Therefore, I'm turning it over to Hashem. However, Hashem will make the pieces land. Bibchinas, as it Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, Ato Toimich Goyroli, you Hashem select for me, choose for me in my Gorol, in my lottery. Ukimay Shekosuv, and as it says in a pasuk in Mishlei, Bachek Yutal Es HaGoyrol, a person places the lottery, the person themselves initiates the lottery in their own lap, Umei Hashem kol mishpotoi, the pasuk continues. And what ends up happening is, the person gets to see that Hashem is the one who's making the final decision. Hashem is deciding for the person when the person makes this lottery. Vezeh bechinas hagoyrol shel Yom Kippurim. This is what the lottery on Yom Kippur was all about. Whereby as a result of all the many sins that the Jews have accumulated throughout the entire previous year, whereby the Kohen Gadol has to do a confession on behalf of the entire Jewish nation onto this goat that's going to be sent to Azazel, as a result of this accumulation of sin of all Klal Yisrael, it becomes difficult and impossible to figure out which goat is the Korban Lashem and which one is Lazozel. Ki im al yidei hagoyrol. The only way that it can be decided is through a lottery. And this lottery determines the true Eitzah, what's really correct here. And this is what prepared the Kohen Gadol to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies, Lebechinas Kodesh HaKodoshim, Lo'Evan Shasiyah, the place where the Evan Shasiyah was, Leluchoy Soeven, where the holy tablets of stone were, Shamdusham, which were in this Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'oz Nichlal Im HaToyra BaKodesh HaElyon. And then the Kohen Gadol plugged in together with the Torah into this highest level of holiness. And through this procedure, the Kohen Gadol was able to draw a sweetening for all the judgments, all the negativity in the whole world, Shehu Bechinas Slichas Kol Ho'avoinos, which manifests itself in the forgiveness of all sins, Shekol Hisgabrus Hadinim Al Yotam, whereby we know that all judgments, all suffering, all pain is the result of sins. The Gemara says, Ein Yisurim B'lo Yavoin, Ein Misa B'lo Chet. That there's no suffering without sin, there's no death without sin. V'homon Yemach Shemoi, Hipil Pur Hu Agoyrol, and Homon, this evil, wicked Homon, made his own lottery, V'rotzo Lifgoin B'chol Zeh, and he wanted to thereby damage and harm the holy Goyrol. Kisovar, because Haman thought sheyesh loy koyach lehizgaber afilu neged sechel elyon, that he has the ability to challenge and defeat even the sechel elyon, that highest sechel shubachin as kodesh kodoshim. What made him think that? Machmashero shekvar hizgabro hasitrachra. He saw that the sitrachra was very powerful. He saw what kind of an incredible high position in government and control he himself achieved. Vehechriva sabeis hamikdash, and he saw that the sitrachra had succeeded in destroying the beis hamikdash already. Afilu es beis kodesh kodoshim, even the holy of holies in the beis hamikdash had been destroyed 70 years before that. Ubeemes hoyo eis tzora gedoilos, and in truth, this was a terrible, dangerous time for the Jewish nation. Ki kimat hoyoloi koyach linoi gam mishom, because Haman almost succeeded and had the power to draw from that highest place, from that sechel elyon. V'alkein nisyoitz lislois es Mordechai al eitz gavoya chamishim daika, and that's why Haman came up with the idea to hang Mordechai from a scaffold, from a tree that was 50 amos high. Ki rotzo lehizgaber keneged shar hachamishim daiko, because Haman wanted to overpower, to defeat the 50th level, shehu hasechel ho'elyoin hakoilel, which is the term used to describe that highest level of sechel, that's a composite of all levels of sechel. Avul ish bar lo yedo goydel hakoyach shel Mordechai. However, this fool did not realize how powerful Mordechai was. Shehu bechinas hatzadik ho'emes shebechol dor. Mordechai represents the tzadik in each and every generation. Shezocho al yedei tzaakosoy utshuvosoy, who is Zoicha as a result of all of his crying out to Hashem and the incredible high level of tshuva that he himself does and that he gets the Jewish people to do. V'alidei hatzaokos v'tachnunim sheichnes b'Yisrael, and through the incredible prayers that the tzaddik inspires the Jewish people to pray. Ad shezocho lasechel hagovoya oid yoiser v'yoiser, to the point where Mordechai HaTzadik was zeichet to the highest seichel, higher and higher. Lebechinas besomim roish, mor deroyer, as we saw previously, in the previous year where we mentioned that Mordechai is mentioned in the Torah, where it speaks about the Ktoiras, where it speaks about the Shemen Amishcha, and it speaks about besomim roish, the leader, the highest one of all the spices, and that's where it refers to Mordechai. Mor Doror, the Targum of the words Mor Doror, is Mordechai. Sheshom hoyo achizas Mordechai kanal. That's where Mordechai was plugged in. He was plugged into Besomim Roish. If we say that Amalek is Reishis Goyim, and if we say that Esav is Rishoin, Mordechai Hatzadik Lahavdil is also Roish. Shehem bechinas shemen amishcha. This term besomim roish refers to the special holy oil sheboi nimshach kodesh hakadosh biatzmoi, which is what anointed the holy of holies. That's where the holy of holies got its holiness from the shemen amishcha, and that's where Mordechai Tzadik is connected to. Kiles machshavot tfiso klal ad heichon oila hatzadik ho'emes lesechel gavoya ve'elyon v'nei lamoid. Because the human mind cannot comprehend at all whatsoever how high the true tzaddik goes, to what incredible high level of seichel that's so hidden, sheshom mamtik kol hadinim shaboilam. It's from there that the tzaddik is able to sweeten all judgments, all negativity in the world, ad shenishapech hadover, to the point where things turned around completely. V'solu es homon al zeh ho'etz ha'gavoya chamishim daika. And they ended up hanging homon on that 50 amo tree. Kimishom daika hi piluhu. Because again, the tzaddik rose up to that 50th level and was able to throw homon down from there. We know that the Arizal says about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, on the Pasuk Vatechasreyu Ma'at Me'elokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is missing just a little bit from the level of Hashem Kaviyochol. And the Arizal says that this means that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, this means that Moshe Rabbeinu reached 49 out of the 50 levels, and Kaviyochol Hashem is referred to as Shara Chamishin. And the Arizal reveals that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that's when he connected to that 50th level. He's buried on Har Nevo, the mountain that's called Mount Nevo. The Arizal says the word Nevo is Nun Boi. The 50th is in it. The 50th level was achieved there. And the Arizal also says that the word Neshama makes up the letters Moshe Nun. That in a body, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't achieve the 50th level, but as a soul, he was able to achieve even the 50th. And Mordechai Atzadik, the Arizal tells us, that in the Shloish Esrei Midos Shel Rachamim, in the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, one of them is Rav Chesed, a multitude of kindness. The words Rav Chesed are Bigimatria Mordechai, that's where Mordechai HaTzadik is connected to. He's connected to that midah of Rav Chesed, which is the opposite of Gvura, of Din. Ki zeh ikar bechinas hamtokas ubitul hadinim b'sharoshon. Because this is the real essence of sweetening and eliminating judgments from their source. Meaning, shehelu es homon vasit rachra da sechu elyon. They lifted up Haman and the Sitra Achra all the way up to the top, to the Sechel Elyon, Shubich and Ashara Chamishim, which is the 50th gate. Vishom Beiraru Mimenu, Shoiresh Achizosoi Bigdusha. And there they extracted from Haman the source of his connection to the Kedusha, his battery in a sense, At Shehif Siku Vikorsu Chiyusai Mishoroshoi. To the point where they interrupted, they broke, they cut his lifeline from its source, from which it draws its power. Va'oz tekef nofal nefilo shein lo tekuma. And that's when Haman took his nosedive. He fell a permanent fall from which he could not get up from. Ki kol chiyusayhu kishayoneit mi'agdusha. Because the whole life source of Haman is when he draws from holiness. Aval kishehe olu l'sham. But when Haman was lifted up to there, ubeiraru chiyusay mimenu, and the tzaddik was able to succeed in extracting his life from him, extracting, pulling out the battery from Haman, azay nofal memela el hashoel tachtiyas. That's when Haman fell all the way to the lowest place, v'chamas hamelech shochocho, and the anger of the king was smoothed out, was sweetened, was calmed. It's brought that the word shochocho is bigimatria Moshe, because again, Moshe vi tzadik emes is the opposite of chamas hamelech. He is the sweetening of the chamas hamelech, of the anger of the king. As we say in Ashrei, Ashrei ha'om shekocholoi. Fortunate is the nation, blessed is the nation who has Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the tzaddik, shekocha again. Shenimtiku kol hadinim sheboilam. At that point, all when it says the word Hamelech, it doesn't just mean Achashverosh. It means the anger of the king, the anger of Hashem Kaviochel, was completely calmed, sweetened. Shenimtiku kol adinim shaboilom, u'Mordechai hatzadik lokach kol gedulosu yumem shaltekanal. And Mordechai hatzadik succeeded in taking away from Haman, to himself, to Mordechai, all the greatness and rulership that Haman had achieved. Vatosem Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman, and Esther Malka was able to appoint Mordechai Atzadik over the house of Haman. Ki kol nitzoytzos hatoiv shehoya bigdulosev ashroi, because all of the good sparks, all of the holy sparks that Haman was holding on to during his time of greatness and wealth, shemishom hisgaber berushosoi, that's what empowered him to rise up in all of his evil and wickedness. Varotzo lahamshichom ala sitrachra, he wanted to draw all of those holy sparks into the sitrachra, ulehizgaber al Yisrael, and to overpower and destroy, defeat the Jewish nation. Hakoil lokach Mordechai b'kedusha gdoila, Mordechai Tzadik succeeded in taking all of that away from Haman through his great holiness of Mordechai. Shehem Sige Hadinim, this is what's referred to as the crumbs of the Midas Hadin, Tachlis Hazuama, which is the essence of the Tumah of the Sitrachra. Tolu al Ho'etz Asher Hechen LeMordechai, and Haman was hung on that tree which he prepared for Mordechai, Venoflu Be'en Tekuma, and Haman and the Sitrachra took a major, major fall to the point where they weren't able to rise back up again. And Rav Nosson Zal adds a prayer, Kein yoivdu kol oivecho Hashem. So too we pray that all of your enemies, Hashem, should have this mapola, this nefila. We mentioned before this seichel hakoila, that represents the keser. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, there's a pasuk that we say, Ani rishoin va'ani achroin. I am the first and I am the last, and without me, there is no Hashem. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that the term Ani is used to refer to the Malchus, the Shekhinah, very often. The Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. I am to my beloved, my beloved is to me. The word Ani is also the same letters as the word Ayin. Ayin means nothingness, which is a term used to refer to the Keser, the crown, whereby it's so high a level that it has no boundaries, no tzimtzum at all. It's above the concept of tzimtzum completely. I saw that someone raised the question that if we said that in the Keser there is no left, then how is it possible for the Klipois and the Sitrachra to have Yanika there? The answer is, you need to know, especially when we're speaking in this type of terminology, in these types of Kabbalistic terms, everything is relative. Relative to Chochmah and Bina, compared to Chochmah and Bina, in the Keser there is no left at all whatsoever. But again, as we said here, there's higher and higher and higher, and Rav Nosson Zal, who was extremely knowledgeable in the Sifrei Kabbalah, what he's telling us here, when he tells us that Haman the Sitrachra was even able to be Yoinik from the Sechel HaKoilel, he's basing it on what's written in the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh, that there are certain rare occasions, certain rare exceptional occasions where the Sitrachra can reach up so high, even to go up to there. The fact that Haman was able to make this tree of 50 Amah implies that Haman was able to reach up and to try to grab onto that Shara Hamishim and use his connection to the Shara Hamishim to destroy the Jewish people. But in the end, Mordechai the Tzaddik, there's a pasuk that says, V'ato moroim la'olam Hashem. You Hashem are always above. And the Gemara says on that pasuk, la'olam yodcho ha'alyoina. Hashem, your hand always comes out on top. There's a game that kids play sometimes where someone puts their hand down and the other one puts their hand on top, and it's a game to see when the buzzer goes off whose hand is on top. The pasuk tells us that Hashem will always come out on top in the end, and that tzaddikim will always come out on top. even though Haman rose to such power and he almost succeeded in carrying out what he wanted to accomplish, we see that in the end, the tzaddik was successful, Mordechai HaTzaddik. Any questions, please?
Rambasan, you mentioned that today is a really special sphere, so I wonder if you could just kind of comment on that.
Sure. Today is the midpoint, the 25th day of the Omer, which is exactly in the middle between the first 24 days before it and 24 days after it that we're going to be counting still. And we know that the middle is usually the most important. The Gemara says that when a rabbi is walking with his students, the rabbi walks in the middle, his closest student on the right, and the next one on the left, the center. And when Hashem placed the sun into the heaven to shine, he did it on the fourth day of creation, the middle day, to show that the most beneficial use of light is when the light is centered, it's in the middle. Rabbeinu Zal describes the tzaddik as being the one who holds on to the lowest and the highest. He's the one who connects the lowest and the highest to Hashem, which means, again, he's in the middle, he's centered, and he has the ability to reach down to the lowest places, and at the same time, he has the ability to reach up to the highest places. We know that when we speak about the Ushpizin on the holiday of Sukkot, the seven shepherds, there are two versions as to how we refer to the seven shepherds corresponding to the 7 days of Sukkot. There's one version, which is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, V'David, where it goes in the order of their age, when they appeared in the world. And we know that after Yaakov came Yosef, and after Yosef came Moshe, Aaron, and David. Whereas, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, according to all the Sifrei Kabbalah, they follow the arrangement that follows, that corresponds to the Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem, where Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes, Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, and Aharon HaKohen is Hod, Yosef HaTzadik is Yesoid, and David HaMelech is Malchus. And we see here again that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is certainly, he is the leader, he is Rabban Shel Kol HaNaviim, he's in the middle, he's in the center. So today is the midpoint of Sfiras Omer. Our Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, mentioned this term Netzach many times. He made an incredible statement where he said, Nitzachti, I have succeeded, Va'anatzeach, and I will succeed, implying that in all the things that he wanted to achieve and accomplish, he was successful. He was successful in accomplishing things that other tzaddikim tried and were not successful, revealing the Tikkun HaKlali and certain other major achievements that Rabbeinu Zal said he achieved. And he said, Va'anatzeach, and I'm not finished yet, because as we mentioned here, tzaddikim are greater when they pass away than during their lifetime. And we see that Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, his light, is spreading more now, much more now than during his lifetime. During his lifetime, he, in an obvious way, he reached hundreds of people. Today, in an obvious way, he's reaching tens of thousands of people through the Sfarim, through his students, in every way. And also, especially, through the people visiting the Kever, which is an incredible, you know, Rav Nosson Zal discusses it maybe in 30, 40 places in Likutei Halachos, what's accomplished when people go to the Kever of a Tzaddik. So for those who are associated with Rabbeinu Zal, this is a very special day, this Netzach Shebenetzach. Lag Ba'omer comes out on Hoid Shebehoid, and the Sifrei Kabbalah write a lot about this, how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai represents this sphere of Hoid, for different reasons. So again, we have these two outstanding dates in middle of the Omer. We have the 25th day of the Omer, which is Netzach Shebenetzach, which is Rabbi Nachman, and we have Hoid Lag BaOmer, which is Hoid Shebehoid, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nachman has a small chapter in the Likutei Moran, where he speaks about Shimon Nachman, these two together. And we know that the Gemara uses the expression that when a person gets trapped by the Yetzer Hara, it uses the terminology, he gets caught between the teeth of Bein Shinai, between the teeth of lions, between the teeth of the snake, between the teeth of the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. That's the terminology that's used, that term teeth. And tooth is Shein, so you have the teeth of the Sitrachra, and you have these two powerful tzaddikim working together to oppose it. I heard a fantastic chiddush from Rav Rosenfeld on this topic. We'll try to say it as quickly as possible because it's late. In Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to be coming to very soon, it says that a person should avoid eating nuts on Rosh Hashanah for two primary reasons. One reason is because Rosh Hashanah, we're doing a lot of davening, and you need your mouth to be able to function properly, and nuts is a thing that usually gets stuck between the teeth, and sometimes it could make the davening more difficult. That's one term that's used. And in addition, it says that the Hebrew word for nut, egoiz, is bigematria chet, sin. And that's a reason to stay away, to avoid nuts on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Rosenfeld mentioned, if you add up the letters Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin, it does not add up to Chet, Ches, Tes, Aleph, is 18. Egois is Bigimatria 17. So how is Egois Chet? And he mentioned that the Baal Shem Tov reveals, we've been taught that even in the darkness, Hashem is to be found. Even in a sin, Hashem is there also. Otherwise, it couldn't possibly have occurred. The sin couldn't have occurred. So the Baal Shem Tov says that in the word chet, the ches and tes are negative. The aleph of the word chet represents Hashem, who is called Alufo Shalolam, the master of the world. So now, Rav Rosenfeld mentioned that the ches and the tes are the ches and tes in the word nachosh, snake. The outer letters are shin and nun. The middle letter is ches. In the word satan, the outer letters are nun and ches. The middle letter is tes. When we talk about sin, sins are caused by the snake, by the satan. The Zohar HaKadosh uses those two interchangeably. It's one. This, the angel of death, the angel that tries to get us to commit sins, is called the Satan, and he's also called the Nachash, this snake. And that's this Ches and Tes, which represents sin, negativity. And again, where is it? It's in the teeth. The Gemara says that the poison, and it's known, the poison of a snake is in the between the fangs. When a snake bites, as a result of sinking its teeth into something, at that point it releases the poison from between the fangs that goes in, and that's what kills. So here again, these two tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with his Zohar HaKadosh and with everything he achieved, and Rabbeinu Zal, who took the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal and took it to the next level, and the writings of the Baal Shem Tov and took it to the next level, With their power, we hope that they'll bring about the complete defeat of the Sitrachra, the Nochosh, and the Satan, and we'll be zeicha to see the coming of Moshiach. We said Moshiach is Bigimatria Nochosh. He's the equal opposite force. B'mheira v'yameinu.
Amen. Shkoyach, thank you so much.
Sure. A wonderful day, a wonderful week. It's also Bahab today. There are some people that fast a half a day today. Some shuls said special slichas this morning. We should be zeicha to all of these tikkunim. All the best.
Thank you, Reb Nasan.
Sure.
Thank you, Reb Nasan. Sure. Wonderful day. Thank you very much.